We're a thousand miles from comfort. We could travel land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens.
And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I believe.
everything that you spoke, every word that you spoke over me. Yeah, I gotta go. Only one night though. Only one night though. I love it. Good morning, beloved. Welcome to the bright side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, where there is a bright side. We come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and it's just wonderful to be here again, back with the music that will make your spirit sing. Only one night though. Weeping may endure for a night, but it's only one night. How long is that night? That might be the question that you're grappling with. I had some difficult sleeping nights this past week, but it's past. Yes, it's past. So praise the Lord for sound sleep, good night sleep. Amen. Joy comes. That's what the song is saying. Joy is going to come. Only one night, though. Don't give up. Don't quit in the dip. That was Brother Ty Tribbett. Listen, I believe every word God said. I believe every word God spoke. Yes, I do. And I love God's Holy Spirit that gives us context. Yes, it gives us insight, perspective. Amen. I love the word of God. And we bring you music that highlights the word of God, the music that touches and reaches down into the depths of the soul. Yes, we do. And so we got some songs for you. We've got 25 minutes, seven songs back to back, and then I'll come back. We have Cry by Corin Hawthorne. Yes, sometimes we have to cry. Amen to that. Tell the truth, shame the devil. But take it to Jesus. That's Dr. Yolanda and Tommy Stevens featuring the Stars of Harmony. And on next Monday, on Juneteenth, Tommy Stevens is going to be with us at the Rockefeller Park to share of his gifts and his testimony when we celebrate Juneteenth and fathers and family and faith and celebrate the ancestors right there at one of the burial sites adjacent to the park. It's going to be a wonderful time. And so get a little taste of Tommy Stevens with Take It to Jesus. I need you, the Walls group. Yes, but we do. I need you, God Almighty, Miss Miranda Curtis. You are great. You do miracles. Miss Juanita Bynum, Hide Me, Dante Bow, and That's Enough, Brandon Heath. That's our lineup, beloved. I want you to enjoy, be blessed as we give you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Yes. Cry sometime. Here we go. It's Corin Hawthorne.
I know how it feels when you can't pay bills and not to have you feeling like giving up. I've lately been going downhill. I know that you can't see the light, but the light is always near. And I know God said there's no need to have fear. You'll turn your pain into rest right in front of your eyes. You'll give all your loss back, double up the size. It don't matter where you at, it'll be alright. It don't matter where you at, I can testify. Stones in the steps, have you stepping right? Step. It don't matter where you at, it'll be alright. But in the meantime, know that it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry, cry. Cause life gets hard sometimes, sometimes. I know it gets real when you don't know what direction your next meal. know the hurt of losing a loved one, having to accept the fact nothing can be done. If you feel you can't see the light, know the light is always near. Ooh, there, stressing, keeping you up late at night. Easier said than done, but have no fear. You'll turn your pain into rest right in front of your eyes. You give all your loss back, double up the size. It don't matter where you at, it'll be alright. It don't matter where you at, I can testify. You'll feel your tank where you won't eat, he won't leave you dry. He'll turn your stones into steps, have you stepping right. Step. It don't matter where you at, it'll be alright. But in the meantime, know that it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. Cause life gets hard sometimes, sometimes. It's okay to cry, cry. Your feeling is valid. Sometimes tears the only outlet. So go ahead and cry. For my girls, I need someone by their side. I know someone that's gonna treat you right. Just be patient in time, you gon' have the right guy. And all you worth, don't let no one else decide. Oh, but in the meantime, it's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry. Oh, it's okay to cry.
How y'all doing out there today? You got any problems? I want to let you know that all you got to do is give your problem to Jesus. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Take it to Jesus.
Take it to Jesus.
Take it to but you should know I've tried it on my own. Put my faith in me, but the truth came to be. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you.
And I'm sure you can tell that I ain't been well. Away from your presence, getting lost, getting desperate. I need you. Lord, I need you.
Going wrong, didn't want to admit it, but now, Lord, I get it. I need you, God, I need you.
And I want you to know, wherever you go, I follow you, Lord, you see me through, Lord, I need you.
and I bless your holy name, 'cause you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Nobody else like you.
There is no one else like you.
For you are great.
You
do miracles so great.
To WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, the Perpetual Optimist, and you're here where there's a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here, right now with me on WGXC. We come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and right now we're hearing Mr. Dante Bow sing to us through God, hide me, hide me, hide me. Yes, sometimes we just need God to hide us. After that, we'll hear That's Enough by Brother Brandon Heath, and then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Under your shadow, under your wing, hide me, government. All right, yeah. Even in the middle of the night, I know it's gonna be alright. You hide me, surrounded on every side, but my enemies won't survive. Under your shadow. My family, Satan's a robber who wants everything. Yeah. Looking on the brighter side, I can't believe you're still alive. You hide me, I think it's gonna be alright. My enemies won't survive. Under your shadow.
If I tell you a secret, a few simple truths about me, might be hard to believe. Guess I'm just trying to come clean. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going. It's hard to admit where I've been. When I come to the end of myself, this is where I begin again. I am here. I am. Holding your baby, you might be holding. and you are loved. God is good, and I am here. I am loved. God is good, and that's enough. He is here. He is loved. God is good, and that's enough.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I say, God is good and that's enough. Yes, beloved, even on a bad day, God is good. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. In the cloud of witnesses and talk about that. We got so much going on in the world today, so much going on in our nation, so much going on in our lives. Some of us, we got so much going on in our own life situation. We don't even think about what's happening in the nation. And some of us have so much going on in our workplace. And some of us are so focused on what the news is telling us about what's going on in the nation and going on in the world that we might forget how good God is. Beloved, I know it's true because if God wasn't good, things would be worse than they are. Oh, yes. But God is on the seen and the unseen, moving mountains and making ways where there seems to be no way, making ways out of no way. Can I get an amen out there today? Well, beloved, I just want to share for a few minutes. I had an interesting Friday. I was getting my hair done, and I was in this beauty shop, and there were a couple of other people there that had some work getting done on them. And they were, you know, having conversation that I was overhearing. And then I became a part of at some point. And one of those conversations spurred out of the idea that the earth is flat and the flat earthers and what, quote unquote, they are saying. And I like asked, who are they? And they were, you know, referencing some of the stuff that's coming up in social media and coming up on YouTube and different platforms. And, you know, some of them thought that if it's on YouTube, then it's gospel. It's true because it's on YouTube, you know. And just like some people think, well, if it's in the newspaper, it's true. You know, some people even think, well, if somebody told them such and something about something, then that's true, too. Well, beloved, we have to be aware and be mindful. And so I want to bring some enlightenment, I guess, some perspective on a word of God that tells us that, you know, the adversary of God and man is also known as the prince of the power of the air. And so much is coming through the airwaves. Even my broadcast and the broadcast you hear on this and other radio stations. Well, you don't listen to other radio stations, right? You only stay with WGXC. But, you know, those messages are coming across the airwaves. You know, television is across the airwaves. Internet is across the airwaves. It's just an amazing thing that mine, so much greater than mine and probably yours, have figured out how we can transmit information and images and voices through the airwaves. Hallelujah. And so we need to be reminded also and mindful that the air is the domain of the prince of the power of the air. The adversary of God and man, he works in the atmosphere. And so we had this conversation on Friday, and then lo and behold, this particular message showed up in my daily devotional, which was written months ago. You know, they produced it, they print it up, they ship it out, but the timing of it is so apropos for me to say, okay, this needs to be talked about. He works in the atmosphere. His ideas flow in conversations. He influences the images projected in the media. He uses television and the internet and cell phones and social media. The Apostle Paul wrote, the devil's spirit is working in the sons of disobedience in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2. People can find themselves under this influence without even knowing it. When they are disobedient, they can become vulnerable, available for the adversary's manipulation, shaping how they think and what they believe. And beloved, the adversary knows that children are our future. He knows that the children of today are the ones that are going to be the drivers of tomorrow. And so if he can get to them in their youth, if he can get to them with misinformation and confusion or trauma or tragedy, if he can get to them and we're not there for them, then he can manipulate them and make them vulnerable and shape how they think and what they believe. People are believing that the world is flat. So how is the world flat when we have all of these witnesses throughout cultures and throughout millenniums? People have had this vision, this concept of looking up into the sky and seeing the roundness of the sun and the roundness of the moon. Why would the earth be flat if the sun and the moon are round? Come on here, somebody. I mean, the Bible talks about God holding the circumference of the earth in his hands. Circumference means it's circular. But we have these messages coming through the airwaves, beloved. And there's so much more about those messages that I could say, but I don't have time, right? We must be careful about what we allow into our minds through what we watch, what we listen to, and what we think about. And that goes for us as adults, and it goes for us as those who are caretakers and caregivers of children, protectors of children, protecting them from the adversary who's so cunning and so crafty in the way he deceives, in the way he manipulates. Satan's kingdom has no limits, but he can be defeated. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and 11 says, we must not be ignorant of his schemes. We must understand his strategies and how he attacks us. This devotional writer is reminding us. We need to fill our minds with God's word and be people of prayer. We must be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God and to walk in the Spirit. Walk in a way that we care about what God says. We care about what God wants. We care about serving God. When we're disobedient, we don't care about God. We don't think about God. It's what I want and the way I want to do it. It's my thing. I'll do what I want to do. But beloved, God has a way of allowing things to happen that reminds us that we need him. And if you don't need him now, as the old folks used to tell me, baby, you just keep on living. Come on here, somebody. We must become sensitive to the leading of the Spirit and walk in the Spirit of God and be careful of what we see and to whom we listen. We can ask God to help us to stay alert to the prince of the power of the air. We can ask God for the filling of his Holy Spirit. We can pray and ask God to increase our discernment. Oh, holy God, we can pray and we can arm ourselves with the word of God, which is the sword of spirit. The sword of the spirit, it cuts through a lot of the minutiae. It cuts through even the yokes and things that try to entangle and bind us up. We can exercise authority that God has given us. In Luke, the book of Luke, he tells us that I've given you power over the power of the adversary. We can, amen, we shall, we must engage the adversary, the prince of the power of the air. Yesterday, I attended the Flag Day Parade in the city of Hudson. And the Flag Day Parade is the premier parade. I think it was the 28th year. And I can only hope that our March for Jesus parade in September, by the get to 28 years and maybe 14 years, will be as grand and glorious as that. But it's a procession of unity and strength that processes through the street of the city of Hudson, and the fire trucks from different fire companies around the county. and different marching bands and bagpipe musicians and then this amazing, and they do it every year, the Rock Solid Church. They just do this amazing float for the flag, a couple of amazing floats for the flag day parade. And you know, and others out there, I think it was the Knights of Columbus, I think it was, or somebody would keep Christ in Christmas, and you know, just making the declaration in the atmosphere, making a declaration before the Prince of the Power of the Air. You don't run this. You don't run this, and you don't run me, and you won't. You won't win. It's already written, and we know how the story ends, all right? But we do have to maintain, while we're in this world, in authority and dominion given to us by God in the creation of this world, restored to us by Jesus Christ in his conquering the work of the adversary in the world when he came to the world to redeem the world from the power of sin, Satan, and the grave. So, beloved, yes, we got an adversary out there, but I believe God. I believe what he said. I believe his promises. I believe God. Amen? Amen. I'm going to ride with God. I'm going to ride or die. Yes, I am. And don't believe everything, but try the Spirit by the Spirit. This is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist, and we've got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Oh, yes, we do. And we've got I Believe God by Miss Jennifer Jacqueline Carr. Jacqueline Carr, I Believe God. I'm with her today.
I believe God hears. music better.
God just wants to hear his children say, I believe God. Lord, I believe you. I see what's going on. And you did not leave us in the dark. Thank you for the light that pierces the darkness. Want to give a shout out to the passing of Pat Robinson, who was the founder of the 700 Club. I remember back in the 80s, I used to listen to and look at the 700 Club. And it helped me to want a closer relationship with God, have a relationship with God in the beginning. So shout out to him and his passing and some good work that they did. I think in my perspective, they got a little caught up in some of the muck and the mire as the Christian faith began to get usurped by partisanship and politicalization. But there was a lot of good stuff that I got out of that ministry of 700 Club, and they've done so much for so many people around the world. And and for so long too. So God bless and rest in peace, and my prayers to the family. Also, I want to just give a commendation to those who always work and do such a wonderful job with the Flag Day Parade here in the city of Hudson. What a blessing to us all. And God just moved all the unclean air. We had poor quality air for a couple of days. And then by the time we got to Saturday, the air was good. The sun was out. Just a beautiful, beautiful testament, a nod from God. So snaps and claps to the Flag Day committee and all those who participated. And also, I want to acknowledge and give thanks for the committee who've been working on Juneteenth celebrations that are coming up on next week, Saturday in the city of Hudson at the Promenade Hill. The Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, Black Hudson working together and other organizations coming together to commemorate and celebrate Juneteenth, Freedom Day. For Black people that were formerly enslaved in this nation, Overcomer Ministries and State Street Amy Zion Church, Shiloh Baptist Church, and Amy Church, and several others. I don't have time to go through all of this. We'll be coming together for a Father's Day family, faith, and freedom celebration for Juneteenth. And I said that earlier, it will be at the Rothmill Park in Kinderhook. And come on out. It's going to be a blessed, historic moment as we take the message of Juneteenth to Kinderhook and just the love of God. So many people have already said they're going to be coming. We're going to have food there, games there. There's just a wonderful time planned. So hope you'll join us. It's going to be from 11:30 to 2:30 in Kinderhook. And if you need more information for any of these things, reach out to me. I'm at brightside12534@gmail.com or GBIOCTNY. God belongs in our county. GBIOCTNY@gmail.com or Overcomers Ministries 12534@gmail. One of those emails, somebody will get back to you. And happy birthday to all you June babies. Happy birthday to you. Please remember that Father's Day is coming up next Sunday. And if your father is passed on, or if your father is still here, we do celebrate and thank God for you being here because there was a father somewhere. And so remember Father's Day and shed a little love. Today, later on today, there's going to be a voter registration cookout at Promenade Hill here in Hudson. And we're excited about that. It's such a wonderful way to reach out to the community and to get people involved in the voting process. So snaps and claps to Lukey Forbes and all those who are working on that. I'm going to breeze by there. I've got to be in a couple of places today. So pray for my traveling mercies and my strength. All right. Listen, beloved, we're about to get out, but I just want to say, I don't care how great a day. I don't care how dark the clouds may be. The sun is still there. The sun is still here. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You just hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim, Overcomer Ministries, your perpetual optimist. And I'm out. But I'm first saying, God, I'm thankful. JJ Hairston and Youthful Praise going to take us out today. Thankful. Be thankful, beloved. God is on your side.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship him, give him glory. Today and we